Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A number of early childhood care facilities are increasing fees, and they're making the decision to pull out of the government's core funding model, which is leaving some parents facing hikes of as much as €80 a week. Now, in order to access the financial support from the state, these childcare settings had to freeze their fees. But as of last month, some providers can apply to raise their price to the county average. And we'll hear more about that in a moment. I'm joined by Avril Sheehan of Care A Lot Childcare in Upton in Cork, and here in the studio by Frances Byrne, who's Director of Policy with Early Childhood Ireland. But Avril, I'd like to talk to you first. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've made this decision to increase your fees and come out of core funding. So tell us what your parents are facing now in terms of the increase.
So basically, I'm going from €220 a week to €300 a week for a full-time child within my service. So that's a daily rate. I'm going from €50. Well, it was €50 a day if you came here like a 1, 2, 3 days. But if you came a full week, you got a deduction. But on a daily rate now, it's just gone up to €60 a day across the board.
So it's a significant jump for your parents.
Absolutely huge.
So talk to us about why you decided to come out of the core funding model.
I had to come out of it because I was stuck in the fee freeze, you know, this famous fee freeze. And it meant that I haven't raised my fees since 2017. And Claire, if you actually stop and ask the question, what's at the same price as it was back in 2017? Absolutely nothing. And obviously, childcare, everything is after increasing on us. Food, electricity, heating, light, you know, art and craft material, even toilet paper, all that. And that hasn't been taken into consideration with the funding from the department. Plus, not only of inflation going up on us, but there's also been the new legislation that's after coming in within the second ERO that's after coming in, that's an employment regulatory order that we have to pay a minimum to the certain degrees and levels of educated staff that are working for us. But sick days have risen up to 7 days. And what I think an awful lot of people forget in relation to sick days, it's not like we can let paperwork pile up in the office that sick staff member can come back, you know, and kind of like get into it and get it out of the way. We have to hire another person. So we're paying 70% of their wages because they're out sick. And then we have to pay 100% wages to somebody else to meet regulation. Yeah.
Avril, how did the conversations with the parents go when you told them that their fees were going from 220 to 300 a week?
I was a nervous wreck, and there's no point in saying any different. And I thought long and hard about it. I've probably been thinking about it for the last 8 months. And I finally made the decision just at the start of July. I was like, that's it. I can't do it anymore. I got into business, you know, to be successful and to have a few pounds at the end of the day. It is a business. I am a business owner. I have business head on me. And I just had to make that big decision. So I literally, you know, the parents are very supportive here because they know I'm really proactive in, you know, speaking out for providers, staff and parents alike. So they knew it was kind of in the pipeline coming down. So I sent out an email stating why I had to come off it. I apologised for having to do this to the parents because it's unfair. Like, you know what I mean? It is unfair. They were all very supportive. I have to say, very, very supportive. I got back about, I'd say, maybe half of the parents emailed me, popped me an email and said, we totally appreciate, we understand where you're coming from. You're always fighting for the sector, fighting for your staff, blah, blah, blah. We support you 110%. Is there anything we can do on your behalf, as in, you know, talk to TDs or send them emails? And I said, yes, of course, that all helps. You know, we just need to keep fighting for the betterment of the sector.
We had a statement in from the Department of Children this morning on this, Avril, when we said we were talking about it. And they mentioned that while the fee freeze will remain in place for the providers who are staying in core funding, there is this option where services whose fees are below the county average can apply to increase them by a certain amount. Now, is that something that you considered?
Now, it was, because obviously I got on to with Cork County Childcare and I said, I'm pulling out of the Cork funding, just notifying ye, blah, blah, blah. And my developmental worker got back to me and she goes, you know you're below the county average and you can come up to the county average, but we don't know the process of that yet. And I said, what are you going to be, or the department, because ultimately it's the department's decision how much I can come up. So she said, I think you can come up 15 euro. And I was like, 15 euro? I said, that's not going to help me at all. And she said, yes, but we don't know the process yet. So that was only announced there recently. And being honest with you, it's like 8 pages of an application form that is so detailed, like as in predicting numbers, previous numbers from previous years. And ultimately, it's the department is going to decide. So when they say they're leaving providers come up to 33 euro, 30 extra, you know, a week, that's not the case. It depends on what your fee is.
Okay, so for you, it would have been 15 euro. For others, it might be 33, 33 being the max.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
And you're not guaranteed to get it either.
And you're not guaranteed to get it either, yes.
And 15 euro, you're saying to me, it wouldn't have been enough anyway. So you would have gone through that process and it wouldn't have solved the problem.
Absolutely. It's not going to be enough because pension contribution is also coming in January. I am absolutely dreading that, Claire, because if one of my staff member here decides to save 500 of her wages a month and puts it into a pension, I have to match that. Where am I going to come up with that money? Now, and that's one staff. I have 12 staff. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm really worried about the future and going forward.
Now,
yeah,
just before I come to Frances, I mentioned waiting lists, that there are thousands of children around the country on waiting lists for places. Do you have parents and children waiting to get into your place?
We have given up answering the main landline because it was just constantly ringing off the hook. So now I have the answering machine turned on and it's like, if you're ringing in relation to an inquiry or a place for your child within the creche, please email us. I give the email address stating how many days, when you were hoping to start and all the rest. But just to let you know, we are fully booked until September 2026.
Right.
So, yes. Now, anybody that would be after getting my number through a customer that will already be here within the service, and if they ring me directly, they are absolutely devastated. They cannot get a place. And they're like, do you know anybody else? We're after trying. And I'd like name a couple of the service providers around the area. And they're like, no, we're after trying all of them. And then it will be like, can you recommend a childminder? I know a couple of unregistered childminders here in my area. And you know what I mean? Some of them have 10, 11, 12 children.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to solve the problem.
Yeah.
All right, Frances Byrne is here with me in the studio, Director of Policy with Early Childhood Ireland. And Frances, I know that you analysed data from Pubble, the most recent data that we have, 2022 to 2023. And that has showed us that we have this huge waiting list problem. Can you just give us an idea of the national picture?
Absolutely. Good morning, Claire. Yes, it's quite stark. So if you look nationally, there are, for example, just over 6,000 children under one, and there are 223 places available. If you look at the 1 to 2 year olds, 13,000 children with 675 places available. So if we just take those two age groups, one of the things we have to say is that the figures come with a health warning, which Pubble also says, we know, and listening to Avril speak from Cork, that wouldn't be unusual to hear that people have closed off their lists and really dread answering the phone. Parents are putting their children on multiple lists.
Of course.
There's no doubt about that.
Giving themselves the best chance of getting somewhere.
But that in itself tells you everything you need to know, because of all the anecdotal, you know, your sister, your sister-in-law, your best friend have all been through this. Nevertheless, what we focus on are the number of available places. And that's absolutely accurate. There's no multiple places. So the number of places, if you look on any county where this happens, there's a deficit. And of course, we have children in one part of Cork on a waiting list and there could be places in another part of Cork. Cork's a very big county. That's no good to anybody. So what Early Childhood Ireland is saying is that this government has made the bold and very welcome decision to spend over 1 billion euro for the first time in Ireland on early years and school age care. And the government should really be doing more nationally and locally to do better planning. We're hearing about an 8-page application form. it's very true to say that the Department of Children now knows more than they ever have because of core funding about what's going on in creches every day, how much staff are being paid, everything that they should know, and they're producing statistics like this. It's really, really helpful.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a more hands-on approach. We know how many children are born in Cork every year. We know how many children are living in Cork every year. If we had a scenario where there were this number of children waiting on school places and only a very limited number of school places, your airwaves and everybody else's would be packed. And yet we kind of accept it for early years of school age care, and we shouldn't.
Can we just talk about core funding? And we've heard about a number of providers now, like Avril, who've decided, I'm out, I can't afford to be in that scheme anymore. This, going back to the statement that we had from the department this morning, they say that more applications have been submitted for this year when compared to the same stage for year two of the scheme. So how do we explain the fact that people are leaving when the applications are actually up?
So I'm afraid that this is one of the things that makes our lives in early childhood Ireland very difficult. And certainly we have a lot of sympathy for any policymaker who's trying to do constructive and positive things. One of the unique aspects of our early years and school age care system is that there isn't a typical kindergarten, a typical preschool, or a typical school age, or a typical full daycare. So you can have purpose-built creches that operate from 7:30 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening. You can have people have extensions on the side of their houses where they have preschools and everything in between. You can have dedicated after schools in people's houses, in purpose-built centres, and indeed in schools. So for each of those different types of services, there are different types of experiences, outlays, and so on. So it's very difficult to say every single ecchi only in the country will do okay on core funding, because we haven't had sight of, and as Avril said, all kinds of things have gone up. All kinds of prices have gone up. Some people have mortgages, some people don't. So that makes it very challenging for the department. And if I might say, for Early Childhood Ireland to give definitive answers about things, mm-hmm. what we will know, and by the way, all of that mix is really good for children and really good for families. And I think something we would be keen to hang on to. But it means there are different impacts from public policy. We won't know how many settings are joining of the 4,483 we have. We won't know how many are joining core funding probably until well into October.
Okay, so we can't judge those numbers yet, is what you're saying.
But I'm not doubting the department. If the department is saying that. But in terms
of how
many
midway through the application scheme,
it's only opened up in
the
last few weeks.
So I don't know where this is going to go, because I just see parents, and you know, I've been there. It's a really tough time in your life when you've got young children and you're paying out, you know, €300 a week. Your fees are going up, and Avril gave us that example, going up by €80 a week. Is your hope that there will be so much pressure brought to bear on parents that the funding will increase?
Absolutely don't want to see pressure on parents, but I know what's
behind happening.
I know what's behind your question. Everybody involved in the system, parents, providers and staff, feels under pressure all the time.
Mm-hmm. So Avril, I know you want to come back in. I'll let you back in a second. Go ahead.
We've reached that threshold of €1.1 billion. It's really welcome. The bad news is it is well under where we need to be, probably by another €2 or 3 billion if we were to get to the Scandinavian levels of investment and delivery. So what Early Childhood Ireland is putting forward in our budget submission is four ways for the government to get there. And one of them is a new funding target with a 5-year plan, so that Avril, other providers, whether they're in core funding or not, parents and probably at this moment in time, most especially staff, can have certainty about what lies ahead of them, because things are very stagnant and very fragmented.
Okay.
We need it all brought together under a plan.
Avril, you wanted to come in there.
Yes, we were just saying about putting pressure under the parents. You know, they're under enough financial pressure, you know, with big mortgages and stuff like that and health insurance and all that. Like, I personally myself think the department will not listen until the parents start to, you know, voicing their opinions and how distressed they are in trying to get childcare and the cost of childcare, especially like coming to a provider like me that's not on the core funding. But I also want to see as well that there's clarity. We hear that there's €1 billion being put into the department, but that's not just into childcare. That's going into multiple streams. So there's actually not, when we hear 1 billion is being put in, it's being put into the whole department, which covers a whole load of different streams. There's a little bit of that going to childcare providers, yeah. You know, and the NCS as well. So we have to be aware of that as well. It's so fragmented. And as Frances said there, it is like the Sudoku out of the back of the examiner. Everybody has different overheads. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have rents. You know what I mean?
While another, but somebody else might, of course.
Their head. Yeah, so it is very hard, without a shadow of a doubt, to get it right.
Okay, now we've had another correspondence from the department this morning on foot of something that was raised here on the issue of planning. They say they're progressing a range of actions to ensure the supply of early learning and childcare is aligned with demand. A new supply management unit was established earlier this year, and forecasting is part of its remit, Frances, so looking ahead to what the need will be in time.
Which is really welcome, but we need to be having 2 and 5 year planning cycles, as they have in Denmark and other countries, based on local data and national planning. Okay. So at the moment, there are politicians contacting us every day of the week saying, there's these creches in my area, they're lying empty, they may or may not be needed. And nobody from the Department of Children has been given oversight of that. So absolutely, the planning unit is there, but we need to have a legal commitment to 2 and 5 year planning cycles. We see it in other countries. The Department of Education, by and large, gets it very right here. So why wouldn't the Department of Children be given the same powers and the same oversight? Okay. We have a great infrastructure of city and county childcare committees, which Avril has mentioned. They could have a role there as well. Okay. We can do better. Irish families deserve better.
We need to leave it there. I think we'll be coming back to this again before too long. Frances Byrne and Avril Sheehan, thank you both.